Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I saw your pictures.
Did I?
You and the family. Oh, you didn't have a good fourth?
That's a very, it's just very... Compared to the 4th of July festivities I used to take part in, some of it was...
You gotta stop.
Gallivanting all over.
Babies wouldn't do beer bongs with you. Now it's not a good 4th.
I've done D.C. for the 4th. I've done Boston for the 4th. I've been in Miami for the 4th.
Hey,
buddy. This was very different.
You're the worst person in the world.
Congratulations on all your success.
He is.
This little thing that you're doing right now is horrible.
It's so annoying.
We went outside for most of the days and just, we put some water in a little kiddie pool. We have a water table. We have a sink. The sink is pretty impressive. It just keeps filling itself. I mean, I'm pretty amazed. It's something like that. It sustains itself. That was, the kids love that one.
You need to seek therapy. I'm mad at you.
The kids did love that one.
I really hate your guts right now.
Of course, not. Did ruin the back lawn.
He just keeps moving. See, he always said,
it's been trampled over.
If you're going to perpetually find ways to make yourself miserable, guess what? You're going to be miserable. Yeah. Or maybe you're only happy when you're miserable. I'm not sure. Maybe you're only contented. Because if you sit there, like, yeah, man, like, I've spent 4th of July's.
There's a lot of hair pulling from the two kids.
Not and doing.
A lot of screaming.
Not in Boston and not in D.C. and not doing the God knows what that you've done for 4th of July. But I've had some good 4th of July's before I had kids. Like, you have to adjust. You are going to have to adjust here or you're not going to be a happy camper whatsoever.
Mason got outside of the gate, but he was walking around barefoot, shirtless. I mean, we look like hillbillies.
No one made that.
It was a hillbilly setup.
No one made
that. Sounds like something that happens in South Bay. Absolutely.
No one made you get
South
married
Central
and have
Bay.
Kids. I thought I had a wonderful 4th of July.
Good.
I set off the fireworks. It was fantastic.
What time did you set them off?
Okay, it was a little later this year. It was about 9:15, 9:20. Usually I like to get everything started there on it at like dusk. I don't want to go too late because it is it's a very sweaty proposition. I know at the end of it, it might be a 15 or a 20 minute display because it takes a while to get it all going and things like that. And it can only be one man or maybe two men depending on if my neighbors help me out. Friday I did have my one neighbor help me out, but I mean, you're sweating your ass off at the end of the show. And then you have to clean up afterwards, which now I finally got the kids to help clean all that stuff up.
Is that the only thing they're helping you with the show?
What else?
I totally forgot to bring this up to you guys.
What?
We had a spectacular show in Parma, as we do every year on 4th of July, that this year my brother-in-law and my son put on. He was in charge of the blowtorch. He was ready to go. He was part of the helping out.
We're not there yet. We're not there yet.
You have that kind of trust.
In this one, I do.
Well, yeah.
That's... He's definitely, he minds his P's and Q's. He's ready to go. He has a checklist. He's ready to go every time.
You see,
there's one of them that you ain't getting that blowtorch.
No, I got to tell you, as long as I'm kicking, I don't know if I'm really ever going to trust them with it.
Sometimes you got to let it go, man.
I guess, man. But damn, I find it very hard to trust other people around flammables.
Because at least it's fun again, and I don't sit there and be an old curmudgeon and go, it was my babies all weekend. It sucked. I didn't get to go party with my friends in Miami.
He's going to do that no matter what. That's just the way he is. He sucks.
But doesn't Mason want to go on ski trips with his dad?
You were mad about there were too many fireworks at your place?
No, so
they lasted too long? Or?
No, I'm asking the question because... This certainly has definitely exploded past just, hey, we're having fireworks on July 4th. Nice pun. Now, it was, honestly, in my neighborhood, and boy, did I see some videos, some awesome videos from certain areas, certain neighborhoods.
You watch Cleveland. Videos of people they put up with their fireworks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're the guy.
No. This was different. The one on the near west side of Cleveland, I mean, it made all the local affiliates, like, this was a very homemade event right off the streets. Looks very dangerous. Looks borderline, like straight trip to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Like you're ready to roll. Was it like West 67th or what?
Okay. I didn't know that.
Right over there.
Look it up.
Yeah. It made all the different Cleveland Instagram sites or whatever. I'm like, man, the fire department, I don't know if they signed off on this one. But beyond that, July 4th was Friday, right?
Yeah.
The proceedings went on from Thursday straight into, I think, this morning. So my question to you is, what is too much? Because you know every year we do this topic, people bring up pets and children.
Uh-huh.
Right? They feel bad for the pets because the pets can't do anything.
Veterans.
And veterans come up as well. And so my question is, when is it too much? Like, I don't have a problem with it. My kids slept through it. My kids slept through it all weekend, so it wasn't a problem. My wife wasn't woken up to. When she would have woken up, I probably would have had a problem with it. She didn't. So it didn't bother me.
She needs her full 8 hours or we're all going to hear about it.
Eight. It seems like 10. So the Limas were fine. So I have no problem with it, but I definitely see the Facebook pages and they're like, boy, 4th of July turned into a whole month. So what is too much?
All right. So my thought was because it was a weekend, Thursday, Friday, even Saturday. Sunday, people got to go work next day. Your 4th of July weekend is over, which I kind of felt bad about that yesterday. I go, man, 4th of July is a wonderful holiday, and now we're done, and we're moving on to the second half of the year. But I thought Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because we kicked around maybe setting them off on Saturday. By the time Friday came around, I go, nope, they're going off tonight. This is 4th of July. This is when we're doing it. They wanted to kick around doing it on Thursday in my neighborhood. I said, nah, let's just go to 4th of July. We'll do it that day. But that was it. There was one day, and that was it. And I didn't hear anything.
Really?
I don't think I heard anything on Thursday or Saturday.
Our community one was Thursday. We do ours on the 3rd every year. Bay's was on Saturday.
Yeah.
So then you had Friday, the actual day, right? But all the surrounding communities, I attended a party. You know, families on Saturday evening where the big draw was, hey, at 10 o'clock, we're setting them off, and we know this one neighbor likes to call the cops. Let's see how long we can go. And absolutely, at 17 minutes, we decided we're getting in the car and leaving. And as we got in the car, here came the cruisers. And I left. I don't know how it ended. Couldn't tell you. But I know they did have a chat.
Well, it's always like, how much longer are you guys going? Right. I think it's... Now, how late did you say it was?
10 o'clock. That's what time you do fireworks.
10 o'clock is the time you do fireworks.
Yeah, now, when I lived in Tremont, you would hear it right up until 2 in the morning.
Right.
I mean, every single time, well, right around there.
That's the best thing about, besides we go to Parma on the 4th every year. Everyone around does it. But the even better thing is, like, 11 o'clock, we leave, and the whole drive home.
You can see it.
On I-90, up the Jennings and all on I-90 is just fireworks constantly. The haze of... The fireworks smoke that fills the air, and then looking to either side of the highway and seeing the fireworks, and it's a great time.
Back home, I just feel there is a sense in setting them off, a sense of responsibility. Not one I always had. I mean, when I was a teenager and into my early 20s, my buddy's brother, Brian, I mean, we'd set them off till 3-4 in the morning. Like, it wasn't a question of if the cops would come, it was how many times. And then by year 3, Perry police would come and go, if we got to come again, that's it. You know how this is going to go. If we get called here again, that's it. And 45 minutes later, sure as hell, they go, that's it. Get the hell out of here.
So
but
what
nobody's
is,
getting cited the first time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess my question is, what is the line? Because we're all celebrating America, right? But it's going to come directly at the expense of your neighbors.
Well, you want to celebrate America, but you don't want to use that as an excuse to be an a-hole. That's something I learned had to learn as I got older.
Well, this year is a little less, right? Because you had... It was on Friday, so you had the wraparounds of Thursday and Saturday, and then everybody gets... Next year, it's on Saturday. Are there people going to go Sunday evening? Because people are going back to work Monday morning. That's where it really... I think last night, if you were doing it last night, you were the a-hole. Like, it was...
Sunday night, going into Monday.
People are going back to work.
Yeah, that's just a non... How many were
you... Plus, it's 2 days, you know, after
I guess I have
the main
to,
event.
I have to applaud the people that still had some left in the arsenal.
Uh-huh.
Like, how do you not... How do you ration that? Like, how do you decide, I'm not going to set these
unless
off on
went,
the other
unless you went and got the... I don't know if they do it like they do Christmas candy, where you get the deep discounts on December 28th.
Oh, there you go. Anything
maybe you got deep discounts.
Everything must go sale. So, well, I still have another night of partying, right?
Does the gunpowder go bad?
What if you have like a few of the extra ones as well? Like if it's just like on like a Sunday, you heard pew, bah, like that, and that's it. Like someone just set off their like, oh, I have a bottle rocket I just found. I think that's okay. But if you're setting off whole displays, I mean, congratulations, you ain't got to work on a Monday, but my God, that's no. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But I'm telling you, the only time I heard him, and it was all throughout Streetsboro, was on Friday night. I didn't hear any on Saturday.
The way the weekend went, that my neighbors could have set him off in my bedroom, and last night by 9 o'clock, I was not hearing anything.
Yeah. It was an early bed for me last night. LeBron is sending out, he was partying during 4th of July. He's sending out more of these messages. All right, go ahead. Tell me about what this was, because I everybody kept sending me a picture of, who was that, Allie Clifton, who used to be here, and she was in a Cavs jersey, and who was the kid sitting next to her? There was some guy sitting next to her also in I imagine it was a LeBron jersey, a Cavs jersey, and this was local on one of the lakes? Where was this at? This is from LeBron's account?
Yeah, well, it was not only that. He apparently has been working out really all week at the Cavs practice facility, which I got to be honest, I didn't even know that was legal. Now, he said he took to Twitter to say, you know, come on, guys, you're wasting your time. I do this every year.
Okay.
I'm like, I feel like we would have seen those pictures every year.
No, you don't. You don't post them. You don't do that every year. You don't post welcome home hats and plant you're playing golf at Portage Lakes. You don't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't post that you're on the Portage Lakes or wherever the hell you were with people who used to work for the Cavs or now work what the Lakers television spectrum, right? Yeah. Over there in Los Angeles. You don't post those pictures every single year. At least that, because how I know you don't is because people would try to make it a big deal every single year. Every single year. All right, he's already thinking about coming home. He's already thinking about Cleveland. So you can't say you do that every year. He might work out in Cleveland every year. I'll grant him that. But the other stuff, don't tell me you're not trying to get my attention. And I'm talking, me being the fans' attention, everybody's attention. Don't tell me you ain't trying to get our attention and get us to talk about you. That's the most LeBron move
so
I've ever seen.
Is he trying to get us to talk about him, or is he trying to get the Lakers' attention?
I think he's trying to get everyone. The Lakers have their own decisions. I mean, they could try to trade him if they wanted to, or they could say, you signed in for $52.6 million. Damn it, you're going to play for $52.6 million. I think he's trying to get the conversation going, and maybe he's trying to get some conversation started about getting a trade, or at least making the Lakers appreciate him a little bit more. If Rich Paul feels that they don't have the, if they don't feel that they have the want for right now and the want to compete right now and that they're only building for the future, well, obviously LeBron, there's not very much of a future, so he'd like to start that conversation. But he ain't posting stuff in Maverick stuff or Heat stuff or anything else. He's posting stuff in Cleveland stuff because I think that's the only place he would ever want to go back to. I do believe he is keenly aware. I know he's mentioned the Kevin Durant situation before. I do believe he's keenly aware of legacy. And how if you add just another jersey on top of that, a different jersey, it does come off very Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, at the end of your career, holding on for dear life. He played with one of those guys holding on for dear life, and Shaquille O'Neal, for crying out loud. I think he's very aware of that. I think there's two places he'd be willing to play, Los Angeles, and I don't think he's very thrilled with Los Angeles, and in Cleveland. And I think he just wants people to have that conversation just to see if there is any grease on the rail that would get something like that machine moving again. I do believe it wholeheartedly. I think that he knows he's at the twilight of his career and maybe he's ready to come home a third time. Well, you don't just post this stuff out of nowhere.
This has got to be such a bizarre scenario for somebody who has had all the leverage, not only over his cities, his teams, but the entire NBA. And this is the first time he doesn't really have that. He is over there. That team is built around another guy and not him. Like, the Lakers are talking about the future revolving around Luka. They are not talking about the future revolving around LeBron. And they didn't have a new contract for him. He only could pick up his option on this year. Yes. He's going to make like 50-some million. And so that was it. He's out of options, really, outside of making things uncomfortable, which, of course, he's been able to do throughout his entire career. That's about the only lever he has to pull and to try to see how comfortable the Lakers are with any of that. So this has got to be weird for LeBron, who still was amazing last year. Second team All-NBA, I said he was easily one of the top 10 players in the league last year.
Well,
he was durable. He was there, you know, game in and game out. Now, he maybe some load management on the defensive side, certainly. You can understand that at this stage of his career.
But I don't think there's a doubt about that he's trying to get this conversation started with everybody. And in so many ways, you know, if I was him, I'd have to say in so many ways, rightfully so, because no one wants to admit that it's almost over. They can see it, but they don't want to admit it, and everybody wants to be wanted. And I know everybody knows for a fact that he's a guy who loves being wanted. 216-474-0092. All right, Matt Derry coming up at 8:01. Coming up in 5 minutes on About Last Night, Luis Ortiz was dealing like Doyle Brunson. Allegedly. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.